The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. Okay. Thank you. It's working now. Great. Okay. Welcome back. Hope you had a joyful break. So what we did this morning was to incline our minds towards joy, contentment, ease in our lives, to recognize that there's a lot in our life that brings us joy, and there's a lot of different ways that we experience joy in our life. So it's not this thing that we're sitting in a classroom learning for the first time about. It's like a friend that we already know. We know really well, actually. It's a reacquaintance, perhaps, or learning more about this friend, how to invite it more readily into the home of our heart so that it can support the deepening of our practice. Because practice deepens through joy. That's an important thing to consider. Practice is not supposed to be, and it is not this gray, tasteless, humorless, painful thing that you have to do every day. You sit on your cushion and you breathe and you do your 30 minutes or whatever. It's hard to sustain if it's like that. It's really hard to sustain. And for many of you, you already know, you have already met those moments of joy that come up during the practice that have to do with nothing. They have nothing to do with any thought, any memory, anything that you're doing out in the world outside, whether it's cooking or dancing or spending time with friends, but it's just sitting and being present with the present moment. And that can be a source of joy. Just feeling your body, feeling your breath, deepening into the spring of joy that's available there. It's a lush, full spring that we don't even know it's there, but when we turn, we incline our mind to it, realize, wow, look at this amazing treasure that I have in my heart, in my body, in my mind, that I don't ever turn to. It's like you have a treasure and you're going out like a beggar, begging others for joy, right? Looking for joy externally outside, whereas there's this treasure of it already inside. So for the next session this morning, I would like to turn our attention from the outside joy, which is fantastic and wonderful, and may there be more of it in your life, to the inner joy that is there, and how can we be with it. And not so much try to grab it, like or bind ourselves to it, but just, in moments when it comes up, recognize it. And also, it's not the kind of joy that you force. If you try to force it or really look for it demandingly, like, oh, Nikki's talking about this joy and I don't feel it, and where is it, and I'm defective, or like, if you go that direction, you're getting into a dukkha fest, a fest of self-flagellation, a suffering fest, which is not helpful either. So the attitude I would recommend having towards this internal joy is like a very shy kitty, a very shy kitty that sometimes might just kind of like peek out, kind of look at you, but kind of might peek out again, right? Just kind of letting it come out on its own time. Like, you're available, you're going to put out some milk for it, and just be nice and be kind, but not force it out, not try to grab it and pull it out, like, where are you? Like, just like very gentle. How is that metaphor? You can come up with your own metaphor, something gentle like this, okay? But That's the kind of the attitude, the kind of, that actually encourages this shy, gentle, tender inner joy spring to flow more easily. Okay, not by force, just by patience and putting the other factors in place. So, what I would like to do is to lead us in a guided meditation where we can have some explorations. And before I do that, I'd like to see if there are any questions that are outstanding, either from earlier today or from what I just shared about the direction we're going to now. Please. And where is the mic when you need it? The other way.
I'm a little confused by...
Is this on?
Yes, it's on. Great. Yeah.
I'm a little confused by the use of several words to maybe explain the same thing, and I do understand that words are just concepts.
Yeah. Please.
But we've talked about joy and rapture, and then we've talked about ease and contentment.
Mm-hmm.
I see those as somewhat separate.
Yes. I completely agree. I was kind of like, it's in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah, it's there. Okay.
And because some people just think that it's absolutely necessary to have joy in their lives, and they'll go pursue whatever external thing. And especially as Rob and I get older, and we witness some of this in our children, we are more interested in ease and contentment.
Yeah. Right. So what is the relationship between them?
Yeah.
I so appreciate the question. And what I would love to do is invite you to explore in the next segment that we're going to do. I might even bring that in. How's that? This is great.
Yeah, because I sense that's where you're going with the we did the external, what brings you joy,
and then what
brings you joy in meditation, the inner.
Exactly.
But I thought it deserved clarification.
Yeah. And let's say it's a neighborhood, and it's nice to kind of explore internally, because if I give an answer right now, it will be a heady answer, but experientially, as in a moment, we'll sit together, and you'll explore like, wait, is this... What does this feel like to me right now in this moment? Does this feel like joy? Like what is joy? Is it bright? Is it calm? Is it tranquil? Is it, what does the quality, like really you can get to know it, kind of like really get to check it out, right? Yeah, so let's do that. That sounds like fun. Okay. So with that invitation, anything else? So I appreciate that. Great. I'll bring that in. Okay, Daryl.
So, you know, sometimes if I have a good sit with, sometimes I have a really, you know, good sit, a kind of bliss emerges.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this... since this feeling that's, it's like in your peripheral vision, it's kind of like, and there's this sense of, I sometimes have of like, if I try and look at it or kind of grab onto it, then it goes away.
Right.
So I stay focused on my physical sensations, and I let it just kind of be there.
Right.
And that's a really nice bliss, because later in the day, I can still see it's still there, and I can still kind of like notice it a little bit. It brings me joy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the reason that I brought this all up is because you said we're about to embark on an exercise where we explore that joy.
Right.
And investigate it.
Right.
And then I had this reaction like, no, you don't investigate it.
Right.
So that's my question.
Yeah, great. I'm loving this, you guys. This is awesome. So yes to both. And there's a distinction between investigating and grabbing onto. And what you're saying about the periphery, right on, Daryl. It's exactly like that. So the peripheral, to me, kind of seems like you let it be there. And again, it evokes the William Blake poem, really evokes that. It's kind of like you're not grabbing to it. You're letting it be. And yet, so I make a distinction between kind of letting it be, not grabbing to it, letting it be in the periphery. Whereas if you're not grabbing it, but you're gently curious about it, what does this feel like? What is it like? So you're not trying to make it the focus of your experience for it to hang on or for it to be your primary experience. Because if you do that, you've killed it. And that's what you're talking about. However, if you're gently curious about it, oh, I see you, I feel you, and what do you really feel like? Like, I'd like to understand you a little better. That's an opening. It's a different door. It's a different door that you can explore the quality of it, what it feels like. It's a side door. Yeah, I'm appreciating the nuances that both of you just brought up. Anything else as we head into the investigation? Okay, all right, so thank you. And also to say, you know, whatever arises or doesn't arise is all okay. And again, I don't want to set up the practice we're going together is that you're going to feel joy now. We're going to go look for joy. Because again, if that's the mindset, it ain't going to happen. So we're going to be doing, we're going to be opening up to whatever arises or not and investigating whatever arises or not. Because the joy is in the acceptance and in the investigation, actually, and in being okay with whatever there is or there isn't. Does that make sense? So let's say if you're sitting and waiting for joy, there's no joy. And if there's like, okay, well, I guess today there's something about the mind and body, there's no joy. That can open up to a sense of delight and joy in itself. Does that make sense? Whereas if you fight it like, where is that joy? You get into a tight space that there will be no joy. Does that make sense? It's counterintuitive, but that's how it works. You're with me? Yeah? Okay. All right, and I'll give some guidance along the way. And however it happens, just remember, it's all okay, whatever your experience is or isn't. If there is acceptance and holding it with space, you'll discover what you need to discover. So, let's get into our meditation posture. Whether you're in a chair or a cushion, make sure you're sitting with integrity. Make sure your back is straight. You're not slouching. Make sure your feet are straight on, flat on the floor. You have a sense of integrity. Your back is straight. Roll your shoulders back a little bit. Drop your hands on your lap. Make sure your back is straight. And relaxing your body. Settling, letting go, relaxing the body. And just taking a few, maybe inviting a few deep diaphragmatic breaths into the belly, just to settle. Letting the breath move in. Holding it for a second or two, and then letting it out with a sound. Maybe a couple more in your own time. And now I'm letting the breath move in and out just as it wants to, whether the breaths are deep or shallow, it's all okay. Letting the breath be breathed on its own. You just receive the breath however it shows up. Allowing the breath to move in breath. Breath moving out breath. Just this in breath, just this out breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Allowing the breath, the movement of the breath. Allowing it to take center stage. Allowing there to be ease with the breath moving in and out just as it wants to. Breath moving into the belly, perhaps expanding the belly, and then leaving. It's a natural process. You've been breathing all this time. It's been happening on its own. All I'm inviting you to do is just to witness, just to receive what's already happening. Let the body be relaxed, receiving the breath. Just this breath, just this moment. Just this body in this moment of being alive. Receiving expansively, receiving. Calming breath, soothing breath, just this in-breath, friendly in-breath, friendly out-breath. see if the breath can be greeted. Can just be greeted, receiving the breath. Can be greeted. Breath filling out the whole body, expanding. Having a feeling of spaciousness in the whole body. Calming breath, soothing breath, friendly breath. Relaxing, softening the body also as you're receiving. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just sitting in a relaxed way, the body relaxed. Receiving the breath moving in and out. Just simple, so simple. So simple. And maybe even delicious. Maybe the simplicity is delicious, uncomplicated. Maybe the awareness, just knowing, simply knowing what is happening, just being aware, just simple awareness has the spark of delight to it. Kind of feels delightful to know, to recognize, to feel. Some might say this is the joy of being alive, just the simple, simple undercurrent of delight. Which is so imperceptible, so subtle. That might just feel like a tiny signal in a lot of noise. But maybe that underlies your whole experience if you relax into it and open up to be with whatever is there, with whatever is there. Just an invitation for it to be there. Whatever is there right now. Whatever is present. When I say whatever is there, I mean everything. Noises in the room. Maybe discomfort in your body. Thoughts coming and going. whatever is there, opening up to everything, allowing everything to be here, relaxing the body, not trying to choose a particular experience now out of the smorgasbord, opening up to whatever is here, opening up, receiving, breathing with whatever is here, breathing through, breathing with whatever is present. Giving it space, letting there be a lot of space in your heart, in your mind. A lot of space to be with whatever is happening. And maybe there is some delight, some ease, or maybe contentment with allowing things to be in this heart and mind space just as they are. Maybe it's a sense of delight. Whatever it is, not so much trying to recognize exactly what it is yet, but just inviting it to be just as it is, whatever it is. And whenever you feel stabilized, there's a stability in opening up to experience, allowing experience just to be, not wanting it to be any different way. Whether it's sleepiness, tiredness, fatigue, pain, discomfort, sorrow, sadness, whatever it might be, or ease, or peace, or calm, whatever the experience might be, or agitation. Opening up to it and letting it be exactly as it is. Making a lot of space for it. Breathing with it, breathing through it. Even if the experience is, oh, I don't get this, I don't understand, I'm not doing it right. Even if it's that, open up to that. Okay. Making space around that, breathing with that. And see when that happens, if there is a nascent, just a young, tiny, shy sense of ease, or joy, or delight, in that neighborhood, roughly in that neighborhood, whatever, however it might show up for you in this moment. And now see if you can breathe with it. Not just breathe with whatever's happening. The whole catastrophe, but also with this nascent, young, tender, shy feeling of okayness. you ever find your body getting tight and anxious, relax the body. That can invite this feeling of ease and okayness. Breathing with, breathing in, breathing out, welcoming. And there might be a time, a point, or not, when you're breathing with, breathing in and out, welcoming, that this young, tender, shy, nascent feeling of okayness, ease, comfort, joy, delight. It might become more recognizable, maybe more cognizant. Maybe you're breathing in and out with it, recognizing it more. Maybe it's just a sense of ease in your limbs and your body as it relaxes more. Or maybe it's tied to just the awareness, this recognition, just knowing. Something that's happening right now. Whatever it might be, your body, sensations, thoughts, just knowing, knowing. So it can be tied to a lot of different things. It can also be tied to your breath. Or it might be tied to nothing. Or seemingly to everything. So however it may be accessible right now, or whether through accepting, completely accepting, it is not accessible right now. Just accepting and relaxing into that. And maybe just for a moment, maybe it's shy, maybe it just came and went away, which is okay too. It may not be continuous. But just a recognition, any level of recognition of this inner source, inner spring of delight, joy, contentment, ease. So I'd like to offer you an option. You can either continue with your eyes closed, sitting and breathing, receiving the breath, in-breath and out-breath, exploring what it feels like to land in, just letting perhaps this feeling of acceptance, this neighborhood of ease, joy, delight, kind of expand as if it were in your periphery. Not looking at it directly, letting it just be there as you're resting in it, landing in it, sitting in it as if you're sitting in a warm bath, relaxing, feeling the delight, the ease in this present moment that's right here. Born out of seclusion from the inside. So you can do that, continue to that, do that as option number one. Or option number two, you can explore if you wish. As you continue to breathe, you can drop in the question, again, not gazing at it directly, but dropping in the question into your body. What does this feel like, this flavor? Does it feel more like joy? Is it bubbly? Is it effervescent? For example, if I breathe in and breathe out, receiving the breath, in-breath and out-breath, feeling the breath deeply, internally, is that feeling of delight? Is it bubbly? Does it feel like a soft, soothing joy, more like contentment, ease in the body? Is it covering the whole body as if I'm wrapped in a soft blanket or cotton balls? Or does it feel bubbly and joyous? Just inviting an exploration of different flavors. Of this quality that we call joy or piti, which could be translated as delight or happiness or rapture. How about the quality of knowing? If you just bring in mindfulness, brightly, clearly, just knowing clearly. Knowing whatever is happening. What is the quality associated with that? And again, remember, this investigation is not a heady investigation if you chose option two. It's a question that you drop in your body and you feel the flavor of it in your body. You don't go looking for it in your head. You drop in the question in your body. And then wait for whatever arises. We'll enjoy the joy, the delight of silence together for a few minutes. The joy of the present moment, being present. As our mind gets more stable and more quiet, we can become attuned to more quiet and more subtle joys internally in the mind, in the body, in the heart. It could be the joy, the delight. It could be just as simple as the delight of feeling your hands touching each other. Just simple. Pleasant. Delightful. But being more present to these subtle joys inside, internally. So, I want to, before we get into exploring and discussing what might have come up for you, what insights and observations or questions, I'd like to point out the various things that we did in this guided meditation. So at first, together, we did a kind of just settling with the body, settling with the breath, receiving the breath, welcoming the breath. And perhaps seeing that the process of breathing itself can be calming, can bring up ease, joy, delight, calmness, just breathing itself. As you're sitting and breathing and listening to me, actually, you might even still be able to be in touch with just the ease, the calm that breathing brings in. In the parasympathetic nervous system, a just sense of calming, easing, delighting, perhaps even joy sometimes with this, oh, breath, life-giving breath, what a joy, what a delight to breathe. Fill your lungs with air, just ever so slightly. So the first exploration with which we did was the exploration of these qualities, the qualities of joy, delight, again, this group, I'm going to keep it kind of like as a clump, associated with breathing. Then I invited you to notice being aware, the quality of just simply knowing, being aware of whatever is happening. That it in and of itself can have a brightness of joy and delight. Just knowing what's happening, being present in the present moment. Even if the present moment is not delightful, even if you have pain in your back, even if you're sleepy, it doesn't have to be a wonderful present moment, but as long as you're aware of it and open to it, aware of it with equanimity, with ease, that can break up a sense of joy. So the second inquiry, slight inquiry we touched into, brief inquiry we touched into, was the joy, delight, piti, associated with just knowing. The third I invited you to explore was opening to whatever is present, that sense of acceptance of, there is no joy here. Well, that's okay. Can I be okay with that? And being okay with that can bring up ease and joy and delight. So that's another thing that we explored. I invited you to be okay, to invite, to embrace, to make space for whatever there is, whether there's a noise in the room, noise outside, pain, etc. So that was the third exploration, okay? And then I invited you to see if there's this ease, joy, sense of well-being, delight, that's just kind of like, it's just present. It's not affiliated with anything. It's affiliated with nothing. It's just there. It's just there. When you tune your mind to it, it's like, oh yeah, it's there. This river is always flowing. And to open up to the joy of nothing. which can also be experienced as the joy of everything. Everything can have the spark of delight. I'm like, wow, precious human life. This is pretty amazing. This is pretty awesome. This is incredible, being alive, being able to see, perceive, hear, see, touch, like, not like, be sad, be happy. Like, all of this is pretty amazing. It's pretty joyous to be able to be sad, to be able to be angry. Like, it's amazing. It's incredible. Like, wow. So the joy of everything and the joy of nothing. And then after that, I gave you the option to either hang in there, let it be in the periphery, that mode or any of them, anything that had come up for you. Or invite an inquiry of the quality. Now tuning into the question that was raised before, like, what is it? Is it actually, does it feel like joy? Does it feel like contentment? Does it feel like ease? It could feel like different things at different times with different ways that you incline your mind. And that inquiry, again, will not be a heady one, like, okay, let me feel this now. It's more, or let me look into this. What is this? Show yourself to me. It's more like you drop in the question and you let yourself kind of feel, you let the answers come up. It's a different way of inquiry. It's not a heady inquiry. It's kind of like, again, drop in the question and be surprised as to what comes up. Let yourself be surprised. And then that led into the last part, which was either exploring, inviting either option one or option two with the inquiry, or just sitting with the joy and delight of silence. So that was our journey together. And there are many different things that we covered in terms of inclining the mind towards inner joy, the simplicity of delight, joy, contentment. It doesn't have to be outside. It can be just inside, recognizing that ever so little. So thinking what might be supportive. I'm going to open the floor up now. I think that might be, I'm going to open the floor up now for reflections from you. What came up? What did you notice? What happened? What arose for you, if you would like to share? What you notice, any insights, any puzzling things? Yes, please. Thank you.
I noticed really quickly that I had stopped clenching my teeth. It's that slightly numb feeling when you're not grinding anymore, and that immediately brought up what Thich Nhat Hanh had to say about absence of toothache. For those of you who are new, Thich Nhat Hanh is a Vietnamese Buddhist monk currently living in France with a large monastery there, and he's a prolific writer. And one of his concepts was, you know, you can get joy from the absence of things that are whatever, like toothache.
Yeah.
But we tend not to notice those things after
right.
a while.
Right.
So Rob and I joke sometimes about absence of toothache.
It's, yeah.
You know, noticing, trying to remember the things that aren't present that were really annoying at one point as right. a way of bringing up joy.
Yeah, lovely. I am so glad you mentioned that, which just reminded me that I had that in one of my notes, not specifically that, but that exploration. There's so many explorations, so maybe I'll bring that in this afternoon, because because that can be a major, actually, that and a few other things I remember. I have so many notes. So this is so rich, you guys. There's so much we can explore with this topic of joy. But one aspect is exploring not just absence of discomfort and pain, but also absence of the five hindrances is a source of joy. When you, and that's something that Bhikkhu Anālayo, who's another monk in the Theravada tradition who writes a lot, he likes to teach that you explore. One easy way to bring up joy is like, okay, do I have wanting right now? Do I really want something? Is there wanting? No, kind of. There's no. Oh, great! It's like I'm out of prison because this wanting is like being in prison. Or the other aspect is ill will. Am I really angry right now? Am I in an ill will state of the mind? Actually, no. It's absent. Ah, what a delight that I'm not angry right now and I don't have ill will. Or am I sleepy right now? Is sleepiness present? No, I'm pretty awake. Wow, what a delight that there's no sleepiness. My mind is present. So going through all of them one by one. So thank you for bringing that up. That can always be a source of joy. Yeah. Oh, and one thing also, I learned this from Gil, and sometimes I've done this also, sharing with people, like, imagine you're in a cast. You've just broken your leg. You can't walk. And your leg is in a cast. Imagine you're going to, in a moment, when I ring the bell, you have to get up. And, okay, so I have to think about how to get your crutches, how to walk, how to make sure you don't run into people, how to get yourself to the bathroom. Like have to think about how make sure people don't run into you because your foot is still tender. And you just all of them. Then afterwards, how are you going to get home? Because you can't drive. You came with a friend, or maybe they left. You like think all of, and then now, guess what? Your foot is not in a cast. You can get up and walk. So, like, delight, joy, gratitude, just so many things open up. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think the gist of getting in the habit of looking for joy,
yes,
and looking for absence of things is also a way to joy. It,
yeah.
Basically, gratitude is what we're,
yes, right, exactly,
going for.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's an easy, yeah, yeah. And sometimes I think that reflection can also be perhaps remembering times in one's life when it was a lot more difficult and those difficulties are not present anymore. Both brings up gratitude and a sense of ease, joy, delight. So, yeah, that's interesting. Thank you. Yeah. And also to say, one more thing to say about this, it's also, I'm thinking of three categories that we've talked about so far. One category of things outside that you do that bring you joy, like you swim or you dance or you knit or you do things, you're with your friends. So that's one category of things that bring you joy. Another category of internal things that you do to bring you joy, like this exercise we just talked about. Like, foot is not in the cast, or I don't have a toothache, or like I don't have that problem I had 2 years ago anymore. So you're not actively doing anything, but you're reflecting. It's an active internal reflection. So that's class two. That's category two. Category three of things that bring joy is what we were exploring and exploring in this guided meditation. Joy from within. It's already there. It's just there. It's a function of awareness, attention, breath, acceptance. It's just kind of like it's already there. It comes up on its own, or it's already there. So those are the categories I'm coming up with right now. We might come up with A's and B's, like subcategories, but that seems a good start. Thank you. What else? What other reflections? What came up for you during the guided meditation? Please.
My name is Ek. The category you just mentioned, second category, which one? Yeah, when you guided us for reflection in a group, that what are the things, do you feel happy or joyful being alone or being with others?
Yeah.
So it really depends, it touched the second category, it really depends when you are really like suffering or going through something which really need to be addressed inside. You sit alone, you investigate, and that brings joy. Mm-hmm. Just peeling out the layers of it, that, oh, I was angry. I was angry, now I am not.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fearful rather than still hanging around with people and giving them your anger and mm-hmm, giving them mm-hmm. your fear or
right,
your worries.
Right. Yeah.
Rather than being with yourself and investigating it
uh-huh.
is also brings joy. I found that.
Mm.
So, and the other thing was just being aware, being aware that, yes, yeah. I am angry.
Right, right.
Is also joy.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Recognizing it.
Yeah.
And the last thing, I used to live with share rooms with people I wasn't happy around.
Mm-hmm.
So when I changed my living situation, I found change in my life, transformation in my life. So right. I shared with one of my friends that I have transformation in my life. And that friend asked, okay, what are you doing now that your life is transformed? And I said, what I'm not doing now is my life is transformed.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
So the things which wasn't resonating to my heart, in the absence of those things was mm-hmm. making me joyful or
right.
what I considered as transformed.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that, the absence and the presence. Yeah. Yeah. Front of you, yeah, Daryl.
So, I feel like, I was in a really good space for that meditation and able to have that. I was feel like I was in a good space in that meditation and able to sense that inner joy. And so I had an opportunity to investigate.
Uh-huh. Great.
And first, in the abstract, I would say that the sense of it moved around a lot. sometimes it was more constrained to my kind of head, but sometimes I could feel it move through part of my body.
Uh-huh.
But there, I don't like to use the word. I shouldn't use the word constrained because I think the word that actually resonates for me is a spaciousness. Not constrained in a way, not constrained by my body as much.
Right, right.
And the analogy that what it feels like is like a pool of water, and it kind of comes on like a pool, like I feel like a pool of water filling up,
mm-hmm.
and then it has this it'd be like. A calm pool of water with a little bit of motion to it, kind of moving around in different ways. So that's what I remember from my investigation. And I think it's kind of helpful in a way because that image isn't just an image. I have a connection to it because I experienced it.
Nice. Yeah. Great. What I'm appreciating what you shared in the investigation of this is the sense of physicality, like the physicality of it. and kind of relating to it in new ways that you hadn't related to before. And that's really important, because this factor of joy, PT, that we're talking about, we would like to grow this. We want we want to invite it. We want to encourage. Yeah, that's a cultivate. Encourage it to grow. And one way to encourage it, the wise way to encourage its growing, is to get to know it a little better. Not to hang on to it. That is going to kill it. But to get to know it better, like through this gentle physical investigation, so that it becomes deepened, like it seeps into the marrow of our bones. We get to understand what this joy, delight, what it really feels like. It becomes more recognizable. Our mind can find its way, it can find its way to it more readily. So it's very, you know, it's an interesting dance. We don't look at it directly, like, oh, gotcha. You know, we don't try to, it's like a butterfly. You don't like grab it because you'll kill it, right? But you kind of like, oh, you kind of open a flower, or let me look at you, let me look at you from afar. Like, oh, I see you, I recognize you. And I don't know, it just kind of is a gentle dance. But what you're describing, that's needed, that's important. That's the message I'm trying to get across. So please do this investigation when it's available to you in a very gentle way to kind of grow it and become familiar with the territory. Don't shy away. Don't shy away from territory of joy that's born from the inside. Really get to know it when it reveals itself to you. Thank you. Anything else? Any other questions? Yes, please.
Well, I came today with some underlying feelings of sadness and kind of an irritability. And so, of course, some of that came up in the meditation. But what I noticed was that I could see it and allow it to be there without, I don't know how to explain it, without feeling it, without diving into it and yeah. becoming it and yeah. all of that. And so it's joyful to know that that I can begin to do yeah. that.
Nice.
It's been, no, I've tried it, I've talked about it, I've heard about it, but I think it's finally coming together.
Nice.
And it really, it's a very joyful thing.
And it's joyful for me to hear that. Yes, that's great. Thank you, Trudy.
Okay.
Who else? Any other reflections about what came up for you or didn't come up for you? Anything? Going once. Especially if you haven't spoken before, I invite you to share or ask a question if you wish. This is your day long. See what you need. See what is needed for you, for your experience. Okay. So, I would like to share a poem with you as something for you to reflect on as we take our lunch break. And I'm going to give you an assignment also over lunch. I know. I just a slave driver, like terrible. Here we go. You'll like it. Don't worry. So first, I'd like to read this poem for you and let it wash over you. This is by Mary Oliver, and it's called Don't Hesitate. It says,
she died yesterday.
She did? Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Okay, well, this is to honor Mary Oliver. Mary, we honor and love and share our gratitude for what you left in the world. So actually now let it even wash over even more deeply with that appreciation. Whew. Thank you, Mary Oliver. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, if you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give into it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back, that sometimes something happens better than all the riches of power in the world. It could be anything. It could be anything, but very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb. I love the last line. Joy is not made to be a crumb. A crumb, tiny little thing. So with that, and with joy for Mary Oliver having lived and shared her beautiful words with us, the invitation I have for you for lunch is twofold. One is the assignment. What you must do is to enjoy. See if you can enjoy your lunch. If you choose to eat alone, enjoy that. If you choose to eat with others, enjoy that. If you see if you can take delight in eating your lunch, whatever it is. See, that's your assignment. And I'm serious. It's your assignment. Okay, I'm half serious. So that's part of the invitation. And the other invitation I have for you is to go for a walk, either before or after you eat, probably after you eat, usually better time, postprandial walk. And when you go for a walk, tune into joy externally and internally, or the sources. I mean, joy is always internal, but the sources of joy, external, internal. There might be sun on your face. Ah, there might be a breeze or the sight of the trees or the blue sky. It's the fact that it's not raining today, the lack of something. It's not raining, it's sunny today. You know, outside, see if these can bring you joy. And then there could be joy inside, feeling your body move. Just being happy that you're walking, just born out of nothing special, just the inside, just the sense of well-being that you can carry like a light inside of you as you walk around. You're okay with your assignment? Your invitation, really. Okay. So with that, let's come back at 1:30. It's 12:20 now, so we'll take an hour and 10 minutes so that you have time for eating and a walk. Does that seem reasonable? Okay, so enjoy your lunch.